You are listening to a summary of a technology smart battery policy strategy for Europe, an article by Martin Buse, Tobias S. Schmidt and Vanessa Wood.
It's changing times in the energy sector, with abundant opportunities to be at the leading edge of emerging markets. This article sounds a wake-up call to the European Union, encouraging it to build out a lithium-ion industry of its own before East Asian manufacturers move in. Although the authors focus on what's good for the EU as opposed to what's good for the world, their article provides a valuable starting point for entrepreneurs, established industries, and investors interested in gaining a toehold in markets spurred by efforts to decarbonize the automotive industry. East Asian companies dominate lithium-ion manufacturing and are poised to move into Europe.
Demand for lithium-ion batteries is growing as fast as the market for electric vehicles. East Asian manufacturers are responsible for the bulk of product advancement and production, and are making plans to expand into Europe. Europe currently holds less than 1% of lithium-ion battery production capacity.
The European Commission is calling for European countries to develop lithium-ion manufacturing capacity.
To help keep Europe competitive in the automotive sector as hybrid electric vehicles, EVs, gain traction, the European Commission is calling for European nations to develop a robust lithium-ion research, development and production sector of its own. Specifically, the EC recommends investing 20 billion euros in 10 to 20 factories that each can produce 1 GWh/year or more of battery capacity.
How to do so depends on answers to three questions: are batteries a part or a core component? Is leapfrogging to new technology a good idea? Is it realistic to break into the battery market?
Exploring these three questions, the authors conclude the following. 1. Because batteries shape EV design and can take many forms, they should be considered a core component rather than a part, suggesting coordination with the EVs that use them. 2. Though leapfrogging existing technology to develop innovative products is a tempting way to gain market share, this approach is not recommended because lithium-ion battery manufacturing is dually complex. It is complex in both design and manufacturing, and attempting to bypass existing knowledge and experience would likely only strengthen existing manufacturers. 3. Other countries' success in catching up in the lithium-ion battery market suggests that establishing a strong European presence is indeed possible, but to do so will require tapping existing manufacturers' knowledge, developing the capacity for learning, and gaining access to equipment and facilities.
The best way forward may be to develop a strategy that encourages both lithium-ion battery development and electric vehicle adoption.
To move forward, the authors call for a technology smart policy strategy with two parts. The first is to encourage collaboration in research and development across the supply chain and develop the engineering workforce, raw materials and capital needed for a robust lithium-ion battery industry. The second is to boost emission standards to increase demand for EVs. The final key to success is to differentiate features of European-made batteries to capture and keep the market.